Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Disapprove.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, would you say that things in the country are headed in the right direction or the wrong track?
Wrong.
And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong.
Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Not sure.
And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thinking only about local public school systems, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong.
Now, Virginia is considering legislation, create education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. And thanks again with your patience. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Support.
And given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
Yes.
Is that more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
And do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Yes.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of their race, gender, or income?
They should have access.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public schools courses they choose to attend?
They should be able to.
Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regular market for the sale of it. Since that time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
Now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate test and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girl high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Oppose.
And do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
Support.
And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their child?
I'm with that.
And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
I'm not sure about that. How much longer is this? I'm getting ready to walk into work.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. We are at 95%. We're starting to wrap this up. I'm going to read a lot faster for you so we can finish quicker. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the available mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community. Access to care in my community is inadequate.
Inadequate.
Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health and care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not
high.
A priority?
High priority.
And one idea that's being offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
And now I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
It includes $9 million to support mental health, patients, transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
And the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for schools, each students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
It includes $58 million to increase at fund the number of crisis received centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opiate crisis and also a program reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Or more likely to support it?
Yes.
Okay. It includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients and provide same-day service to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
In having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance abuse services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support it or oppose it.
Support.
Strongly support it, ma'am, or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Virginia's public employee have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers do apologize? Public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not?
Should.
And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employer's personal information, home phone number, address, email, to
should.
Union? Okay.
Should, but I need to walk into work. Like, I'm going to be late, so. I need to end this right now.
Thank you for taking my call, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. You have yourself a great day.